Well, good morning. It is 11:27 a.m. Saturday, April the 8th, 2023. Yeah, it's morning somewhere, and it just happens to be today. Happens to be morning here. I got out before noon. I wanted to... it's actually getting kind of warm, so I wanted to get out. It's threatening rain. So... yeah, I get back by noon, or nearly. Oh yeah, I'll be back by noon. I'll have the afternoon clear. I've done my writing work for the day. I've got a little side project I'm going to work on this afternoon. But, I finished, I think I said yesterday, I don't know where you're going, lady. But I'm not stepping out on that street until you're gone. There we go. Alrighty. I think I mentioned yesterday that I've got... I finished the latest pass through Working Class. And started the next pass. Might well be the final comb out pass. As I go down through and reconcile... notes and answer questions and deal with little continuity issues like introducing the crew twice and little things like that. So it's coming together nicely. I like the way it did come together. I'm looking forward to getting it off my desk and onto Karen's. Morning. I had hoped that I would have the new Bluetooth connector this morning, but I don't yet. It's not even out for delivery, so I don't know if it'll show up today or tomorrow or 9 o'clock tonight or whatever. Fact that I don't have to wait a month for it is something. So yeah, Working Class is coming together. We'll be doing Hard Knocks immediately. As soon as I get this one off the desk. I've already reserved the slots for it with Karen, so I'll push it over to her when it's ready to go. Start the next one. We've got some conflicts in terms of her availability. I did not book her too far in advance for fear that I might disappoint her or give her work that didn't show up in time or whatever. And so as a result, her June slot got taken up. But she's also said she's almost through with schools out, which means I could get schools out back and she could finish the month doing Hard Knocks, or at least getting a good cut on it. And doing them back to back like that would save her a lot of, oh yeah, where is this story going? Kinds of questions. So it's coming along nicely. I'm very pleased with the way things are going. I keep looking around for a new game to play. I'm still enjoying Ark. The Genesis 2 map is intriguing. The next step will be for me to ascend from the island on Gamma and Beta, the two easy ones, having ascended from the big one. I won't get anything more out of it. I already got the 15 points of cap. So in theory, the character that has hit that, who has that ascension, has a higher cap. So I can earn more. I can earn more skill points. I think, in fact, it takes me over 120, which is, I think, the highest level I need in order to get the last of the blueprints, the engrams. But I keep thinking ahead. It's like, what's going to happen when the new arc comes out? It promises, not arc 2, but the Arc Survival Ascended, or whatever the ASA epigram ASA abbreviation stands for. Can't remember now, doesn't matter. Whatever it is, coming out in August, I think? Basically a re-release of the existing game, but in an updated graphics engine. So, in theory, it would be a nicer game. In theory, it would be less buggy, which would be nice. Is it worth the extra 50 bucks? I don't know. Maybe. But only if it'll run under Linux. A lot of the games that I have, in theory, run under Linux, and I haven't actually installed any of them except for Arc. But I don't play any of them. Oh, that's not true. I installed Factorio, I think. But that would be the only other one I might play. In terms of, you know, I might like to go back to Fallout 4. That was a fun game. I played that for a lot of hours. I did play Mass Effect. I had the Legendary Edition, or whatever it was, where you had Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 all in one box. But that wasn't through Steam. That was from Origin directly. I don't know if that would play under Linux. I suspect I could probably get it to work under Wine. Wine is the Windows emulator. I don't know if I want to do that. The end of that game left a lot to be desired. It was fun getting there, but a Dodge power wagon. It was fun getting there, but I don't know that it was. I played it through to the end two or three times, and it's like, okay, fine. But I've been looking around to find another game that I might play. And so far, most of the ones I've seen look pretty lame. Steam keeps giving me side-scrollers. It's like, no. They keep giving me top-down, I don't even know what the hell they are. RTS? Real-time shooters. I don't know what they are, but they're top down, and you have a little circle around you, and you have to point and click to where you want your character to move or to fight or to do or to whatever. And I'm like, Jesus. Let me just walk up to him and bash him, okay? I'm really spoiled by my ARC mods. In theory, the mods will be available under the new model. I only use 4. So even if I have to buy them this time instead of just getting them downloaded, that would be okay. And since Steam now has its own actual operating system, SteamOS, it's entirely likely that, along with the Steam Deck, which is basically a Linux handheld machine, it's entirely likely that more and more and more and more and more of these big games are going to be ported over so that Steam can sell them to the Steam Deck users. So I'm not too worried about it. But they keep giving me puzzle games. It's like jigsaw puzzle games. They keep giving me side-scroller games. They keep giving me dumb games. They keep giving me multiplayer games. In spite of the fact that I've told it not to give me multiplayer games. Am I still going? I am. Okay. I stopped at that junction box there and did a quick drink. So with any luck, my mouth will be fine for the next half mile. So. My eyes are goopy today. So, I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking for. I look for the best games on Steam to play with Linux. And from the earliest versions of that search I found, every one of them has Ark Survival on it. Come on, Fauna, get ready, sit with me. Monk Post. Which doesn't surprise me. But I'm having trouble finding games that are like, that have the aspects that I like, which is a skill queue. A tiered skill queue. That's one of the things I liked about some of the Minecraft mods, Skyblock, the evolution of technology mods, where you have to play through the low level to get to the high level. That's what I like about Skyrim SE, is that it has, you have to make choices about where you want to spend your points. You want to have to decide how you're going to build your character. And that there are, in fact, character builds. I think that's probably the key element there. It was what kept me playing Mass Effect, was looking at different builds. But almost all of them were somehow broken. Except for the one soldier, warrior, whatever the hell it was. I mean, the dinosaurs are fun. There's a lot of mechanics that I like in Ark. One is breeding dinosaurs, which, you know, sounds a little kinky, but being able to take two so-so dinosaurs, breed them together, and use getting the best characteristics of both parents onto a single dinosaur, and then using that dinosaur to breed even more powerful ones. That's a fun mechanic. It's a frustrating mechanic, but I'm at the point now where I can use some of the tech equipment that I did not have access to improve the odds that I might be able to actually make some progress faster than once every 150 or 200 eggs, breeding, whatever. And there's several mechanics for dealing with mutations. So I need to find a game that has some interesting mechanics to it, more than just whip out a gun and shoot it, whatever it is. I mean, one of my favorite games of all time was the original Sid Meier Railroad Tycoon. It was a fun resource management, develop your cities, develop your towns, take advantage of the landscape, make money, profit, as it were. It's something, it's one of the things that I'd hoped to be able to do in EVE Online, was to just sort of play the industrialist. But it's so stacked to favor the big organizations. It's so stacked to penalize single players. It's so stacked against people who really only want to do things like trade. Of course, that said, I did have to look to see who it is. But there's somebody that I followed who had a series about taking a brand new character and putting them through a kind of trading boot camp so that they would be able to pay for their account just through trading. And it actually worked. And in the space of a month, I made enough, at least on paper, I made enough to be able to buy game time, buy a month of game time, just using in-world currencies. It was the most expensive way. And that was, I think, the thing that killed it for me, was it's like, okay, I can spend a month and earn the money I need to pay for a month of game time. Or I can just spend the $12 and buy it. So when you look at it like that, earning $12 a month is less than a dollar a day. Was it worth doing? Well, it was fun. It was a bit of a challenge. But it didn't really cut it for me. Now, these guys, these big traders, they're earning a month's worth of game time a day. They're earning $1.5 billion, $2 billion isk a day. So it doesn't matter to them. At the end of the month, they've got several years worth of game time stored up. But again, a lot of them, I'm not going to say all of them, in fact, probably not even most of the big traders, the big industrialists all have their own stations, they have their own mining platforms, they have access to rare resources, they have access to protection so that they can keep those rare resources. And they have the margins they need to make the profits. I keep wondering if, I keep hearing, well, I don't know. I have heard in the past that World of Warcraft lets you create like a blacksmith character, which sounds like fun to me. I really liked being a blacksmith in Skyrim 2nd Edition. I really liked being an alchemist and finding the ingredients I needed to make the good potions that gave me improved skill, or that I could sell for money to get things that I couldn't find. That was fun. I enjoyed that. But it's basically single player. You're there's no one to play with. Eve had that. There was somebody to play with. If you could play by their rules. If you could play when they were playing. If you had voice comms, which are a problem for me because of the setup that I have. I tend to play when other people in the house are sleeping, or when other people in the house are making noise, or otherwise want to be engaged in their own pursuits, rather than worrying about whether or not some rando on the internet is going to hear them talking about it. And or heckling me while I'm in the process of doing it. So, yeah, EVE Online was pretty close to ideal. Until you realize that you have to have voice comms, you have to work with other people, you have to play with the big companies, because small companies just, A, they don't survive, B, they're just not worth it. So, I don't know. I'm going to keep playing Ark. We'll see what happens in August when the new game comes out. But in the meantime, I'm still having fun. I'm still enjoying it. Still learning new things. And learning new things is key for me. So long as I can keep learning new things, life will be good. Speaking of life being good, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.